How will a possible enrollment drop affect how CCC operates in the fall?
We're a small college and tuition is extremely important for being able to do what we do. But within those plans, we've also then had other contingencies like waiting to determine if we will cut back on all travel, a variety of things like that. And then also making determinations about, well, will we need to combine some sections of some classes? And so just with a variety of things, we've planned and we have our contingencies set up.
Is part of that contingency looking at furloughs, pay cuts, or layoffs as the public universities in the state have?
At this time, we are not planning on any of that. We started planning early so that we would not have to do furloughs or cut positions. This is for full-time positions. Now, some of our part-time faculty or part-time positions, we can't guarantee at this point. We are not planning to cut any of that, but that is something that could happen. Once we go through all of our other contingencies and plans, that could end up happening.
Is it your sense that other community colleges in the state are reacting in a similar way?
Right now, from what I understand, there are two community colleges who are considering that they may have to do either lay people off or the furloughs. But the majority of the community colleges are making other decisions rather than laying people off and really just working in a different way.
As in-person instruction resumes, how will you balance student and employee safety with maintaining the quality of an education?
You know, we don't have 200 or 300 people in a lecture hall ever. And so if you take a class that needs to have the hands-on lab portion of the class, instead of only meeting the lab, that particular lab once, we'll schedule it more than once so that we can have 10 or fewer people in the lab at a time. Some of the other classroom things, part of the class will be participating with Zoom and then part of the class in person. And then the instructor can work that around so that all of the students at some point in time do get to come in person. Depending on what the class is and when it's offered, they've got a variety of different plans that they're using in academic affairs, and they're working all of that out right now.
How do you predict the COVID-19 pandemic will impact CCC in the long term?
Not only is it a challenge for us, it's a challenge to our students. And I think that that challenge helps all of us not only be prepared going into the future, but it also helps our students, our college community, our employees. It helps all of us develop that resiliency and develop that idea that, yes, we can do this. I think it's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity to help everyone learn new skills, new ways of coping, new ways of learning.
Well, President Smith, thanks so much for talking with me today.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.